It's Monday, the 2nd of December. I had to concentrate there. And it's really grey. In fact, to the south it's pretty dark grey. And it is a crow morning. One of those slightly foggy, but fairly calm mornings that, I don't know why, but crows, well, the crow family seems to like, because that's the mornings you usually crow most. Very strange. That's why people say it's got something to crow about. I don't know. Yeah. So, much darker this morning again. Only got 19 days to go before it starts getting brighter again. Oh my god. So hard to get up in the morning. And I didn't sleep well last night. Well, I did and I didn't. Went off to sleep within 2 or 3 minutes as usual. But then something woke me. I just didn't feel right. Hard to explain. Just didn't feel right. So that was me. I must have lay for, oh goodness me, a long while before sheer tiredness got me off to sleep again. And then it was a kind of mixed bag, but that was, I'm not complaining. Sleeping well up to now, so just be one of those things, you know. One of those things. That's what we say, isn't it? You know, it's one of those things. It happens. It's almost dismissive. Like the younger generation would say, whatever. Get over it. Oh my. My, my. It's not too bad this morning. It's not really cold, though it's cool. Of course, it's winter. I haven't said that. The weather we've been having so far is hardly winter. Maybe we're going to get whacked. That's when we're least expecting it. When we're backs turned and thinking about spring, we'll get whacked severely. Seems that I'm not alone, and or say we are not alone in the trials of getting through the winter months. Spoke to so many people over the past week or so, and they've all mentioned the same thing. It's actually funny because some of the older folk, yes, there are older folk than me, some of the older folk have great expressions and a great way of saying things. And dragging out the work expression, it's a long haul. And it's true, it's a long haul. And then you meet the other people who are the exact opposite. And I admire these people. They just say, well, we get it every year. We should be used to it by now. And they're in their 80s or 90s or something. And that's almost dismissive in itself. It's almost like saying to you, what you moaning about? You know what happens. You know what comes. Why are you getting upset about it? Why are you moaning about it? And they're right, you know. They're so right. Why do we moan about it? It's not going to go away. It's not going to make it any better. But I think what they're trying to say is, you know, just embrace it. But it's not the weather that gets me. I'd rather enjoy winter weather. It's the long, long dark nights. Very short days. And the fact that my body seems to want to go into hibernation. And I have no control over that whatsoever. And I suppose some of these older folk will go through the winter, every winter. And just continue the same routine and not be hit by the desire to lie in bed for 12 hours. I always admire the old folk, right enough. They seem to have more sense than us. They actually seem to have a better attitude to life than us. Does that mean that if I'm spared to my 80s, someone will be saying, yeah, that guy's, you know, he's realist and just gets on with it. Oh my God, I've even tried to think about living another 20 years. Hey. Here we are. The Stuckies are back in the big Leylandi conifer. Can't see them, of course, they're tucked away inside, but can hear them.